some honest employment, to establish myself. A lift boy seems ideal, if a little tiring.
Oh, they've got the best of it, except you'll have to live up in their dormitory.
Not here?
No, not in here. This is for the secretariat.
Oh.
Well, don't get too comfortable. This hotel is the place to work in. It's the guests who are here to relax.
Of course. Do you enjoy being a secretary?
I don't know if it's enjoy. I used to be kitchen maid here, but I'm not very strong. You'd never think I'm 18, would you?
No.
Being secretary, it's hard. So much typing. Tonight till nearly midnight. One's mind wanders, Carl.
I see.
I'm easily distracted.
Is it usual to work so late?
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes I feel the pressure is driving me mad.
Here, Therese, don't cry, please.
I think the head cook wants to replace me.
No, she's clearly fond of you.
You won't tell her a word of this, will you?
Of course not.
I don't want to look weak. I wonder, might I just place my hands for warmth? Just...
No!
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. But I really need to sleep now.
Very well. Carl, if you like, we could become friends.
Yes. That would be nice.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Good night, Carl. And thank you for talking. I'll see you tomorrow. In your uniform.
Yes, in my uniform.
You can lock the door again now. If you just get out of bed.
No, there's no need for that.
Are you sure?
Yes, quite sure.
Good night, then.
Good night.
My American journal. It's all so strange. Only a matter of weeks since I arrived in New York, and my life is utterly changed. I thought luck was on my side, but then I seemed to have let it slip. I happened upon my uncle as if in a dream, and he showed me great things, and gave me my chance. Then I let him down, though I still can't quite see how. I fell among thieves, but was rescued, and now again I find myself given opportunities. Perhaps this is the American way. Well, I hope that now I can fix my feet on the ladder of success.
Can you keep the noise down? I'm trying to write!
Rossman! Rossman!
What is it, Reynolds?
You're supposed to be on duty now.
Not me.
Look, no one's relieved me, and I'll get it in the neck from the head waiter for leaving my post.
Well, then take it up with Parker. Here's our relief. He's one of that lot boxing or wrestling or something. I'm on my afternoon off.
Reading books?
Correspondence.
That's a womanish hand.
Give it back, Rennell.
See you at 4. Love, Therese. Oh, that's your afternoon off, is it? That sickly little sprite?
Jealousy, Rennell.
Don't get too full of yourself, Rossman. Afternoons off aren't for fraternizing with the female staff.
Rennell! Rennell! Is that the head waiter on the warpath, Rennell?
Damn, where's Parker? Parker!
Now, your lift is unattended!
Sir, Mr. Head Waiter, sir, I can explain everything!
And I can slip away to Therese. I don't understand it, Therese. The head waiter seems to control the hotel, but it's anarchy behind the scenes.
I know, but at least now we've got some time away from there.
Yes, and a chance to explore the city. I've not had a moment for this since I arrived.
Plaza Station!
Dormitory, Carl.
It's noisy. I'm trying to learn shorthand from the book you got me, but...
The lift boys are an excitable lot.
Yes. They all seem to be looking at the Hotel Occidental as the perfect station in life. Not as a place they're just passing through. Not like you and I.
Oh, I've been there for a long time now.
Yes, but things are changing for you. I've arrived, and you seem to like me.
Yeah.
Has the head cook let you run errands like this into the city?
Yeah. But you know you'll probably be sacked if the head waiter finds out about us.
sacked?
Liaisons between the staff are banned, as are visits to the city.
But...
Unless it's official business. Still, what good's a life with no spice to it? Come on.
Yes, let us start discovering the sights and the sounds.
Oh, no, I've seen it all before, Carl. I think I'd prefer some coffee.
Very well, then. Coffee it is.
I've no money, though. You've got your tips, haven't you?
Yes. It's okay, Therese. I will pay. New York is so exciting, but I really think Prague is the grandest place on earth. You must see it, Therese, especially on an early winter's morning with a first carpet of snow.
It sounds lovely.
Oh, yes, that is the word for it. The old church, bathed in the rising sun. Therese, what's wrong?
If it's so good, why did you leave?
Well, I couldn't stay. Certain issues.
I think the head cook might be a better audience for your stories, Carl.
I'm sorry.
Given that I've come out with you, I thought you might make an effort.
I am.
I see.
Please, Therese, no. I'm happy here with you. And I was just remembering another moment of happiness.
Well, the snow might be very beautiful in your homeland, but I don't care for snow. In fact, I hate it.
Why? How can anyone hate snow?
You know that my mother was alone when she had me.
Yes. But what has that got to do with snow?
Everything.
Everything? Therese?
Listen, then. Let me tell you about myself for a change. One day, I was 5, there was a snowstorm. My mother knew there was a new building where there was a prospect of work. It was dawn, the rising sun, all that you said about Prague.
I'm sorry.
She began work, but instead of working with the other women at ground level, mixing the mortar, carrying bricks, she started up a ladder. I thought, she must be going to get better paid today. I could see the scaffold poles rising almost to heaven as she climbed and she worked.
You told me that she had an accident.
Later that day, I hardly saw it. I wasn't watching. She fell. People came running from every side. I was taken away from the site and I never saw her again. So I don't care much for snow. We should go back now to the hotel. You have to begin your shift.
Yes. There's no time for reflection, is there? There's no peace.
Did you think there would be?
Look, we will make time to rest together. You've told me something important. We will reflect on it. This is a land in which we can create our own lives.
Once our shifts are ended.
Yes, for now, maybe, but not forever. I'm going to make a success of this life. And then...
And then what, Carl Rossmann?
And then you will see, Therese.
Will I?
Yes.
I will look forward to it.
No, not now. Come on, back to work.
Well, do we have to, Therese?
Yes, we do. And we certainly mustn't be caught kissing.
Ground floor, lobby.
Thank you, son. Which way is the dining room?
To your left, sir. Through the ballroom and the conservatory.
Thank you.
Lift going up now. Stand clear of the doors, please. Lift going up.
Good evening, Mr. Rossmann.
Good evening, sir.
Carl, it's me.
Robinson? What are you doing in my lift?
Oh, just visiting.
You look different.
Yes, I'm doing pretty well for myself.
Yes, that suit must be expensive.
Oh, it is.
Oh, you've been drinking.
Well, what else can a man do in this world, huh?
Work. That's what?
You think that's the way to salvation?
Which floor would you require, sir?
Oh, I think I'll just go back down to the lobby, thanks. Boy.
Lift going down.
Wouldn't you like to come and see us, Rossmann? Ah, we're living in great style now.
Is that an invitation from you or Delamarche?
Both of us.
No. You two did me more harm than anyone else ever has. Stand clear. Lift going down.
Delamarche told me to say we'll make it up to you, Carl.
Shh.
What we did was wrong. Are you listening?
First floor. Lift going down.
Carl?
Lift going down.
Oh, no. Sure, we were testing you, huh? seeing how far we could go. You taught us a lesson.
Ground floor, next stop.
We've changed. We've got new plans. Oh, we're living with the singer now. Oh, she's lovely. Oh, to see her. She's got legs all the way up to here. And a, you know what I mean? Like.
Ground floor, hotel lobby, main entrance.
Excuse me. Oh, hold on.
Oh, Lord.
Please, please. Oh.
She's called Brunelda, and we sort of look after her, and she she goes to work for us.
Shut up, right now. Do you know where you are?
Ah, Carl, I'm a friend of yours. I am. Could you lend me a little something?
No.
Oh, I feel a bit sick.
No, out of the lift. Out.
Let me hold the rail.
What are you doing? Oh, no, they'll sack me.
I'm a friend in need. They'll understand.
Oh, no. You have to go. The lift is being called for. Here, take some money.
I can't move.
I'll put it in your pockets.
Oh, Carl, you can't imagine how bad I feel.
I have a good situation here. Everything is good. I can't allow you to ruin it. I'll call you a taxi.
Oh, no, I can't move.
Look. I'm going to take you to my bed. You can sleep it off there.
Right.
But you must be sensible.
Yeah. Come on, girl.
Now. Reynolds.
What do you want, Rossman?
My lift, it's gone down.
Yeah, without you. Where have you been?
I had to run an urgent errand for a guest.
You report even the shortest absence from duty to the head waiter. There was a crowd of people.
Oh, did he?
He saw guests queuing.
Oh.
Yeah, he suspended your lift.
Oh.
He doesn't know you yet, does he?
No.
You better go to his office right away.
But it's the first time I've ever left my post.
They all say that. No one believes it.
Yes, but I will tell the truth.
No. A guest sent you on an errand. So long as you don't tell him you had an errand without Therese.
I didn't.
Yeah, that's okay, then. Good luck.
Ah, Rossman. Carl Rossman?
Yes, sir.
Kirk?
Thank you, sir.
Rossman, I don't know you, do I?
No, sir.
Well, you were absent from duty without leave. Do you know what that means?
No, sir.
Immediate dismissal. Perhaps you have some remarkable new explanation.
I didn't know that we had to report absence, sir.
Priceless. How long have you been here?
2 months.
Do you know who was left stranded in that lift while you ran off?
I didn't run off.
Do you know who was left stranded?
No, sir.
Only Senator Edward Jacob of New York City.
Senator Jacob is here.
Was here. He's now left us for the Hotel Bristol. So unhappy was he with the quality of our... No... Your service.
That is awful. Awful.
Yeah, you look suitably alarmed by that news. That's to your credit. More cake?
Oh, thank you.
However, I have further concerns about you. I have a report here from the head porter. He informs me that you're the only boy who refuses to give him a greeting.
Sir, I greet him every day, several times a day.
Every time?
Not every time I see him, no. Hmm.
He is to be greeted every single time, without exception.
Okay.
Oh, good morning, my dear Head Kirk. This is Isbury speaking. I have with me a lift boy called Carl Rossman. Yeah, well, he's ill repaid your kindness. I've just dismissed him.
Dismissed?
I hope you won't take it too badly. Yes, certainly. She wants to speak with us. There are many other contributory factors in this case, Carl. I'm aware that you've gone into town. In fact, that you go there frequently.
Sir, who told you that?
Nothing passes unnoticed in this hotel.
When I'm not sleeping, I generally study commercial correspondence. I may have been mistaken for someone else.
Perhaps I'm mistaking you for someone else now.
No, but you are hurting me.
Are you sure it's you I'm hurting? Is we speaking? Indeed. I see. Ooh, the plot thickens, Rossman. Go on.
Sir, what is going on?
Ladies, a moment, please.
Oh, Carl, look at you.
Don't worry, Therese.
Oh, you're like a caged animal.
Yes? Yeah, well, thank you, Reynolds. Madam, miss, I'm afraid your young protege's case has just got even worse. He may be on his way to prison after what happened this morning.
Prison?
Prison.
No. Therese, I need to defend myself and properly. If you'd only let me go.
Oh, please, sir, let Mr. Rossman go.
You are crushing me.
Young lady, I'm not holding on to him as a joke. Up in the lift boys' dormitory, an utter stranger has been discovered completely drunk, tucked up in one of the beds.
What's that got to do with Carl?
All too much, madam. Apparently the boys woke him and tried to get rid of him, at which he started shouting that he was Carl Rossman's guest. Oh, yes. And that on Carl Rossman's return...
What?
They were going to spend the night with some female singer. I'll spare you the rest.
Please don't.
Well... The boys got into a fight with him. There are some useful boxers among them. He's been badly injured.
Oh, Carl, a singer.
This isn't what it seems.
I'd like to have a few words with him. Let him go, please.
In the circumstances, madam, I will.
Say something, Carl.
Speak up, boy.
It is true.
Carl!
That I put the man in the dormitory. He is someone I used to know. But I'm to blame only for taking him there. Whatever else he did was because he was drunk.
So, you got the man drunk here in the hotel. You let him into the dormitory. You left your lift for this party. You gave him money.
This is all misinterpretation.
That's not how it looks. Carl, there is nothing I can do to help you.
Oh.
I took you in. You betrayed me. I came here presuming you innocent, Carl, but... I'll give you an introduction for the Pension Brenner. They may take you in for a while for nothing. But now, you really must leave the hotel.
Quite right, madam. Well said.
Goodbye, Carl. May I speak, sir?
As long as there are no tears.
Carl.
I'm sorry, Therese.
No, don't be.
It's all ruined. All because I tried to help an acquaintance.
No, it's all right. Everything's turned out for the best, really.
Has it?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, you can be your true self now.
My true self?
Instead of living this lie of honesty.
Oh, no, that's not it.
That's enough now. Finish your little chat.
Look, Therese, will you pack my case and send it off at once?
Are there things in it no one else should see?
No.
It's very exciting that someone should look so innocent and yet be so bad.
Therese, what are you talking about?
I'll do it right away, Carl.
Rossman, you have 15 minutes to change your clothes, hand over your uniform, and leave by the main door. See to it that I witness your departure.
You know something? It's strange to travel in the lift with you not operating it, Carl.
Yes, Therese, isn't it?
But I have to say, you always looked a little better in your uniform.
Thank you, Therese.
I've sent your case to the Pension Brenner. I didn't look inside.
You don't care whether I'm guilty or not, do you?
Ground floor, lobby.
Carl, it's you I care for, not what you've done. Unless it's thrilling. I'll come to the Brenner to see you in a few days.
Yes. Goodbye, Therese.
No! Don't kiss me here in the lobby. That's a little too dangerous. I could be sacked, just like you. Goodbye, Carl.
Goodbye.
Rossman! Here.
Damn.
My office, now.
I don't have to be here anymore.
New information has come to light.
From who?
I can't reveal my sources.
Rennell.
You are a thoroughly dishonest individual. Studying commercial correspondence, is that what you were doing in town with that young girl?
Therese, she was on an errand for the head cook.
So you say. And she may have been. You, however, were not. She'll be reprimanded in due course. Liaisons between staff are strictly forbidden.
You've no authority over me now.
While you're on these premises, you are under my control. I'm going to search you before you leave.
How can a grown man be so vindictive?
When you were in uniform, you actually looked respectable. But in that suit, which could only be made in Europe... I know I won't find anything, because you'll have slipped everything to your friend bit by bit. What's in the pocket of this jacket
now?
Oh,
this is the last straw. Keep the jacket.
Hey! Stop him! Stop him! Take it!
I see him! Get him!
If I can just double back down the side of the hotel and into the yard.
Hey!
Oh, Lord.
Carl!
Robinson? Yeah. Oh.
I was beaten by your friends at the hotel.
What have they done?
Oh, bruised all over. I'd be an invalid for months. You'll have to nurse me.
No. No. I have to go.
Rossman, I'm your friend. I need your help. Don't leave me, please.
No, I can't. Look, let me try and hail us a taxi. Now, is this where you live, Robinson? Quickly!
Yes, it's here.
That's 15 saints.
Right, you don't need me anymore. I have to look after myself. Goodbye.
Hey, just a minute.
What?
Rossman, you've got to pay the driver.
I can't ask for anything from a sick man.
Quite right.
I gave him money.
Your friends at the hotel took it.
Oh, my money was in my jacket.
Officer! Officer!
What's the problem?
Well, this man is ill. This one travelled with him. And one of them needs to settle with me.
I've got no money.
And I've been sacked from my job.
Sacked, huh? Where are you working, son?
The Hotel Occidental.
Why'd they sack you?
Oh, well, lots of reasons.
The Occidental? They're very good with their employees.
Carl Rossman. In trouble with the law again.
Delamarche, look, this is just a disagreement. The driver here wants his fare.
Certainly, driver. Here's your money.
That's all I wanted. Good day to you, gents.
What was your job at the hotel?
Lift operator.
You left without your jacket?
Yes.
Sudden, huh?
Yes.
You two know this man?
Better than we like to. We've done him a lot of favors, but he's given us little thanks for them.
Well, I'll take him back with me and hand him back to the hotel, see if his story checks out.
Officer, could I ask you to leave him with me for a while?
No, I can't do that.
For a consideration, I've some business to settle with him.
I've done...
Only to find out why he was dismissed.
Consider that a gift, officer. There's no need for you to get involved.
Well, if you say so.
I've done nothing.
We'll take care of him now.
Officer...
Didn't see anything. Didn't hear anything.
Why didn't you speak up, Carl?
I've done nothing wrong.
You wronged us. Go on with you, Robinson.
I can hardly walk.
Hardly's enough. And you as well, Carl. Get upstairs.
It's a good place we found here, Carl. It's a warren of landings and stairways. Very useful. We landed on our feet in this town.
Since you abandoned us.
You were cheating me.
Ah, there's ingratitude. Imagine seeing him, Carl Rossman, so desperate.
I didn't imagine seeing you again. Ever.
Well, you should remember your friends. This is the landing we live on. In the evening, it's pretty noisy for an hour or so, but all day long, it's ideal. And it's perfect for Brunelda.
Have you met Brunelda?
No, and I don't want...
Shh. Is she asleep?
I don't know. She's sitting on the couch, but she might be.
Is she ill?
Oh. Ill?
He doesn't know her.
Is that Delamarche?
Yes. Can we come in?
Yes. Oh, how hot it is.
Yes. Would you like me to open the curtains?
No, that'll only make it worse.
Wait then. I'll make you more comfortable. Let me undo your blouse a little.
Oh. Who's that? And why is he staring at me so hard?
It's the boy I told you about.
Oh, is that him?
He can go at once if you don't like him.
No. He can stay, seeing as he's here.
Oh, thank you. I've had no real sleep for 24 hours.
Shh!
Oh, we've more than enough room here, as you can see. Who's there on the floor?
Hey, I need to sleep too.
No. This is no good. Delamarche is so hot. I must have a bath. I must take off my clothes. Send those two out onto the balcony anywhere, so long as they're out of my sight.
You heard her.
Turn them out.
Out you get. Both of you. On the balcony.
Don't send me out.
Go on!
Well, here we are. What a view, eh, Carl?
A home from home.
Is there a way off this balcony?
Not unless you jump or go back inside, and I wouldn't advise that.
So we are stuck.
Oh, yes. Quite stuck. I often end up out here. Still, it could be worse.
Could it?
Well, look, you have that chair. I'll sleep on the floor. And I've got something good hidden out here. There!
What is it?
Take this. You helped me, now I'm helping you, you see?
Sausage.
And these. We're a team.
Oh, sardines. Oh, how long have these been open?
And these.
Sweets squashed into a ball.
A feast. I don't go hungry. Oh, yes. You, me, Delamarche, and now the glorious Brunelda. A team to take on the world.
Ha! What is in the bottle?
The nectar of life. This is what you have to do if you don't want to starve. Oh, I tell you, I get treated like a dog.
I can see.
Eat something. Yeah, Brunelda's in charge. She just lies on the couch, never moves. She wants this, she wants that. I end up on the balcony.
What happened to all your plans?
A woman. Brunelda's besotted with Delamarche, moved with all she possesses into this little flat, and now we look after her. Oh, God, she's a despot. But you feel you could eat her, eh? So handsome, so broad, and yet so firm everywhere. That's from the special stays she wears. I can let you see them.
She's a singer.
Oh, yes, a great one. Oh, yes, she sings for her supper all right.
I don't understand.
Oh, you're young. Anyway, some of the prophets come to me.
But what do you do for her?
She said to me, she said, you'll be my servant. I thought she was joking.
And now you've turned into her slave.
But you saw how well I was dressed last night.
You don't look too good for all your clothes.
I had to move all her things up here. It did for me health.
What is that noise?
Ah, there's always some show the people around here are putting on. Oh.
Oh. Oh, Rossman. There's a medical student next door. He told me... You're a sick man, Robinson.
Oh, this is slavery. Nobody could endure it.
You think I'd get better if I stopped working for them?
Yes.
Yes?
Certainly, you must stop.
Stop?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Then I can start getting better right now.
How exactly? Why?
I accept your kind offer. You're going to take over from me.
What? Oh, I see. It was all planned. That is why you turned up at the hotel.
Renal told us all about you.
Renal!
Oh, yes. He's a regular visitor to Brunelda.
It was a trap.
It was a plan. You're to be the servant now.
As a slave?
Look, I'll wait on her, do her hair, help her to dress. You just worry about the cleaning.
No, Robinson.
And fetching and carrying.
No, I'm leaving.
Oh, but you need us.
Let me go.
No, I'm not going to disturb them. Get off of me.
There, I'm free.
Where are you going, Carl?
Don't you want to see the procession?
No.
Well, we do. They're electing a senator tomorrow.
That man down there is one of the candidates.
Not much of a turnout.
The waiter from the restaurant there, he's passing out free wine. Look, there'll be a crowd soon enough.
Look, across there on those balconies, they're laughing and pointing at us.
That is because you are crushing me against these railings.
Enjoy it, Rossman. Many a man would pay.
Elected as your senator.
Silence!
Silence,
officer!
If elected as your
your senator, I pledge to wipe out crime.
It's Uncle Jacob.
What did you say, Carol?
I pledge to do away with vice and to maintain order.
No, nothing.
Can you see what's going on, Carl?
I can see.
Here, move closer.
Marsh. A word.
So many people. Look, can you see?
Yes, thank you. Though you are pushing me a little.
I can't really hear him now. Is he making a speech still, or is he shouting for help?
What's happening?
The opposition are attacking the candidate.
Where is he? I can't see him.
Look how it excites this boy.
I can't see him. Is he safe?
Oh, Carol. That's it now, Carl. Go into the room, make the bed. Get everything ready for the night.
Yes, we can't have you getting carried away. Hurry up. I'm tired. Go on, inside.
That is fine with me. Now I can escape these lunatics, and perhaps I can reach Uncle Jacob and see what has happened. Explain everything. Now, if I could just find my way across the room in the dark. The landing door. Damn, it's locked. A knife. That'll do. Now, if I could just prise open the lock.
Look at this, Robinson.
Stop!
Put them over here. I'll hold them. Little bastard!
Shield, I tripped you.
That'll teach you, boy.
No, please.
We'll see you in the morning. Robinson, you lie across the door. That'll stop you even going anywhere.
Yeah.
Ow. Oh, my back. Oh, my head. What is this? It's blood. I can't see a thing. Someone's feet. Oh, they smell. Only Robinson would sleep in his shoes. Now, if I can just get to the balcony, I can get some air. Oh, the rally's over. Such a mess down there. What happened? I will never find out. Now I'm trapped. My new world come to this.
Who's that muttering?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're studying?
Yeah. At 2 a.m, a man can surely study in peace on his balcony.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going indoors again.
Hey, have you hurt yourself?
I have a bump on my head. I had a row with my housemates.
What happened? You can say anything you like to me against that whore and her pimp.
Whore. Oh.
Don't tell me they're friends of yours.
No.
Unsavory characters in an unsavory neighborhood. So?
It's a long story. They want me to be a servant. If I could only jump across to your balcony.
Have you got another job then?
No.
And that doesn't worry you?
No, I want my freedom.
Oh, that.
Look, he is a bad man. You said it.
Yeah, but imagine if all servants were as choosy as you.
I must get away from him.
Listen, during the day, I'm a salesman in a department store. The pay is awful, the boss is a bastard.
And you study medicine all night.
Well, there's no other way.
But when do you sleep?
Oh, I'll get some sleep when my studies end.
When will that be?
A year or two?
I wanted to study too. I would sit at a table like that, in my parents' house. So quiet. Father reading the newspaper. Mother sewing. Me with my exercise book and my pens and my reference books on the chair.
Be glad you've given up. I get no satisfaction from it, and even less hope. America's full of quack doctors.
I wanted to be an engineer. Until I was seduced away from it.
Seduced?
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, an engineer, hey? And now that you're a servant to those people, you're frustrated.
Yes.
Well, then be realistic.
Realistic?
Yeah.
You would advise me to stay with them?
Yeah. What else is there?
I have not found much encouragement since I've been here in America.
It may not be encouragement, but it's advice. Now, are you going to bed now? I got to get on with my reading.
Yes. Thank you. Good night.
Rossmann, wake up.
No.
It's the middle of the morning. Get out on the balcony.
I've got a very sore head.
Just desserts. Out! Now! There. The morning sun will do you some good.
I've hardly slept.
Yeah, you need to start the cleaning while Brunelda has her bath. You understand?
Yes.
And no peeking, Rossmann. I'll let you know when you can come back inside. Oh, God, what is this now?
The Theater of Oklahoma will engage members for its company today at the racetrack from 6 o'clock in the morning until midnight.
Oh, what's all that noise, Delamarche?
Nothing, my dear. Shut up down there.
The Great Theater of Oklahoma calls you.
Always selling some shit.
A rebel out west to work with us. Recruiting today only and never again. At the Theater of Oklahoma. Jobs of all kinds for everyone.
That sounds wonderful.
Oh, it's all fake.
But people are running to join it. Look, do you see, Carl?
If you want to be an artist, join our company.
What an opportunity.
Huh. You want a life in the theater?
Oh, I long to sing again. And look. Look at the boy. He's in raptures watching this.
You can forget about it, Carl. There's no running away to the theater for you.
Unless we all go.
Everyone is welcome.
There's always hawkers drumming up for jobs that don't exist. Come back inside.
No. Let's find out some more.
Why? We've got a decent life here. You've got everything you need.
Imagine being an artist.
Shut up, Rossmann.
Yes, imagine. I want to know more.
Brunelda.
Little Carl can go. I'll dress the wound on his head. He can find out what it's all about.
If he goes, he won't be back.
Then send Robinson with him. Carl, you go and find out about everything. And come back and tell Brunelda.
Hurry! You must sign up before midnight.
Go along with Robinson to the racetrack.
All right. I will.
Good
at
boy.
At 12, a recruitment ends, and the opportunity will be gone forever. At 12 midnight.
You'll be back all right, or that'll be an end of you.
Look, Robinson. The poster says the Theatre of Oklahoma Recruitment Fair. Everyone welcome. Even you.
Very funny. Brunelda sent us on a fool's errand. She likes to tease.
Wow, would you look at all this rubbish just to persuade a few idiots to take menial jobs.
The Theatre of Oklahoma.
A corny sideshow.
With so many angels with their trumpets up on those pedestals. There's 100 of them at least.
They're only ugly women in costumes. And they play very badly.
Brunelda will see herself as one of those.
Imagine trying to get her up there. I've seen enough. Come on.
No, let me just ask about it. Excuse me, sir. Is this where they're engaging people for the Theatre of Oklahoma?
That's right. Doors open shortly. All recruits welcome. Come on now. Sign up for the greatest theater in the world.
Huh? Carl Rossmann. Hans. It's you.
It's me, all right.
Oh, I've not seen you since you lost your umbrella.
Yes, and got myself lost.
Well, don't you look different, Carl. What happened?
Oh, too much. Too much to tell.
And your head.
Who are you talking to, Rossmann?
It's an old friend who was on the boat with me.
I had to disembark when you didn't return. I left your case on the deck.
Yeah, I got it back.
Good. And you are a success?
What do you think?
Maybe not, if you are here looking for work.
No, not a success. But I am a survivor.
I've come down with my new wife here, Ava. Oh. Meet Carl Rossmann. He was on the boat from Bremen.
Hello.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. Oh, this is just someone I know.
Come on, let's get going.
We hoped to find some luck, but we can't wait around all day listening to these trumpets.
Couldn't you climb in and ask where the workers have been taken on, get us a head start?
Yes, I could.
Oh, go on. Ava is pregnant. She can't climb.
I've got to wait here with her.
Come on, stick with me, Rossman. We've seen enough.
Look, you don't want Brunella to give you a rough time, do you?
No.
Or Delamarche? Come on, then. We will go in and find out what is happening.
All right.
And don't get lost this time.
No, Hans, I won't.
Did you ever find the umbrella?
No, but so much else has happened.
Tell me when we're all signed up.
No fast moves, Rossman.
Come on, climb up then. All right, Robinson, we've made it. Now, this way, between the pedestals.
What? Which way?
Here.
Oh, there's so many of them and it's endless.
Imagine if heaven were really like this.
Oh. Carl!
Who's shouting?
Carl Rossman, up here!
Therese!
Who is it?
Therese, is that you?
Yeah! Look, climb into the drapery. There's a ladder to my pedestal.
Here?
No, there. Over there.
Am I allowed to come up?
Who can stop you?
Rossman? Rossman, where are you going?
The ladder.
Rossman! Rossman, where are you? Rossman!
Wonderful. I think I've lost him.
Careful, Carl. Don't shake the pedestal. Remember what happened to my mother.
Oh, yes. It's okay. We won't fall. Give me your hand. Oh, it's there. We made it. Oh, wow. It's so high.
I feel close to her here, you know?
Yes, I can imagine. Oh, it's good to see you, Therese.
Yeah, isn't it? And look at the new job I've got.
Ah, you're almost the highest of them all.
I know.
Therese, I think I've just escaped from a group of people who are doing me no good.
I knew you'd be with some gang of crooks.
No, it's not exciting or romantic.
It's more exciting than that awful hotel.
No, really, Therese, it's not. But if I can convince the theatre to take me on, I might find a job that's the saving of me.
Oh, you will. Oh, it's the greatest theatre in the world.
So the hawkers say.
I've seen pictures. It's the most gorgeous place. It even has a box for the President of the United States. Imagine being a performer there.
Well, just a job there.
We'd be able to go to Oklahoma together, Carl.
Yes.
Although that depends what job you get. We might not see each other at all.
Well, is the theatre really that big?
Some of the girls who've been out in Oklahoma already say it has no limits. They say it's like a dream. You play at what you want to be, and you live it, too.
I don't understand.
All of the actors are people, and all of the people are actors.
You can't tell the difference.
No. You've no idea where art ends and life begins. Oh, they'll feed you and look after you, everything. You'll even get a big welcome dinner before you go.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Then join us all.
Yes, I must. What do I do next?
You talk to our manager.
Where is he?
Down below somewhere. Oh, I hope you get a job with us, Carl. Become an actor like me.
Oh, no, I could never be an actor.
You can. You can be anything in our theater. Kiss me, Carl. Here in heaven.
Rossman!
Look, there is Robinson. He has no idea where I am.
Is he the one you got drunk?
I didn't get him drunk.
I had to leave too. Me seen out with you and you seen with him and all that. The head cook decided I was morally reprehensible.
Oh, that is terrible, Therese. I'm so sorry. But I wasn't given a fair hearing. I never have been.
Oh, don't worry, Carl. It's in the past already.
I must get a position here. I need a new start, Therese.
Well, go on then. Oh, but be careful going down.
I will.
Hey, you up there.
Oh, yes, sir. Good morning.
Either you're up to no good, or you want to join us.
I want to join. There are others outside, too.
Well, they've all been let in now, everyone that wants to be. I'm the staff manager. I'm about to address them all. There they are,
down below. I think I will stand behind you, if I may, out of sight.
Yeah, well, we've plenty who join us with something to hide. Now,
let the trumpets fall silent. I greet you all in the name of the Theater of Oklahoma. You have your identification papers? We can find employment for everyone. But we must know what occupations you followed till now, so that we can put you in the right places to make use of your knowledge.
But it's only a theater.
We've set up employment bureau in the booths here. The first office there is for engineers. Huh? Is there perhaps an engineer here?
Me! I'm an engineer.
You?
Yes.
Well, you seem a little young and shabby.
I am an engineer.
Okay, well then, down there to the first booth.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Now, who's next?
An engineer. I can hardly believe it. At last, I can follow my ambition. If I keep clear of Robinson. Here.
Enter.
Sir?
Come in, boy.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Your identity papers?
I don't have them with me.
But you are an engineer.
Yes. Well, I'm not an engineer yet, but...
No worry, we can employ everyone. Schooling?
Intermediate.
Location?
Prague.
Where's that?
Europe.
Oh, okay. Name?
Rossmann. Carl.
Rossmann. Carl. You're engaged by the Theater of Oklahoma. Proceed through that door to the office of the 10th Squad.
The 10th Squad?
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Carl? Have you been taken on?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, congratulations. So have we.
General workers.
Oh, well, I am an engineer.
Are you qualified?
No, but they don't seem to mind. Perhaps you can do whatever job you want to. Be whoever you like.
Perhaps.
I suppose that's a good thing.
Oh, yes. Well, now I need to see the office of the 10th Squad.
There, up the steps.
Come in.
Good morning, sir.
Come forward. Rossmann, hmm? Secondary school student from Europe.
Yes, sir. How did you know?
Efficient communications. You've been out of work.
Yes.
What was your last job?
Lift operator in a hotel.
Lift operator, hotel. Were you happy there?
No.
No. Your family are in Europe?
Yes.
Yes. You have no spouse?
No.
No. You have a child?
How did you know?
I don't. It's a question.
Oh, perhaps. You remind me of my old school teacher.
Perhaps. You're all ready to travel?
Yes, sir.
It's a new life and a better life with us. What sort of job do you think would suit you?
I've been taken on as...
Yes?
I've been taken on as an actor.
Actor?
I don't know whether I'm capable of being one, but I will do my best.
Put on this armband. It bears your job title.
Am I an actor now?
Oh, yes. You're an actor now.
Oh.
I'll add you to the lists and lift your details onto the transport board.
What do I do next?
You join the train, the transport to the west.
Right away?
Yes.
But I have a friend I need to see amongst the angels.
Oh, they'll have... moved on to their next recruiting stop. You'll see her again.
In Oklahoma?
Yes, in Oklahoma. Now, come on, you're the last.
Am I? I thought I was the first to enlist.
Come with me. Through here, we have the train waiting outside.
That's amazing! 1 minute we're in a racetrack grandstand, the next we're at a station.
Our theater is capable of great things, extraordinary transformations.
And our train is all ready.
Yes, come on, hurry up.
I've not eaten for a while. I'd hoped... the welcome dinner.
It had to be cancelled. The train for Oklahoma leaves in 5 minutes.
I see. I thought there would be more recruits.
There are plenty here. Come on, keep in line, no falling behind.
There are no more to be taken?
No, these are the chosen... Hey, the slower ones in the middle there. Come on, speed it up. Oh, here, let me help you push that tram.
Rothman! Don't you dare try and escape us!
Here he is, Rothman! Hey, Rothman, he's getting on a train!
How long will we travel, sir?
2 days, 2 nights.
Carl, we're on the move again to something new.
Yes, Hans, new and better.
I hope so. We all do.
Now, all aboard! Final call for the train!
Carl, come on, Carl, hurry
all
up!
All aboard for the...
The theater of Oklahoma!
Yes, that's it, the theater...
And Rosemann!
...of Oklahoma!
I have to say that we all look a bit of a rabble. No one seems to have any luggage now. Everyone being hurried aboard.
All aboard now! The train is leaving!
Somehow... This doesn't feel like the beginning to a life of art.
All aboard the transport to the west!
But this is how we might all start again, perhaps. We might all find something better, something carefree, for once in the heart of America. Somewhere through the mountains. And out across the plains.
In America, or The Man Who Disappeared by Franz Kafka, Carl Rossmann was played by Carl Prekop, Therese by Claire Lawrence, Robinson by Nicholas Bolton, Delamarche by Ewan Bailey, Ava by Tracy Wiles, and Brunelda by Elizabeth Bell. Uncle Jacob was Conleth Hill, Rennell, Nick Sace, and the clerk, Kim Wall. America was dramatized by Graham White. The composer was Mark Springer. The director was Peter Kavanagh.
Depression and melancholy. Whatever you do.
метро. Нумерация вагонов с хвоста поезда. Просьба отъезжающим занять свои места, а провожающим выйти из вагона.
Velkommen til onsdagsmix her på The Lake Radio. Det er onsdag aften, og klokken er 8, og hvis alt er gået vel, så er vi i æteren, i dine ører, på din browser, på din telefon eller din computer. Vi er onsdagsmixet, og tænk engang, at vi er den fulde redaktion i studiet endnu en gang. Det er altså mig og William. Og en gæst i dagens anledning, programmets huskomponist, Sisser Mæhl. Velkommen til, alle sammen.
Tak.
Tak, Frederik. Vi var jo kun 50% af redaktionen til sidste program, så i dag er vi altså udvidet til 150% for at gå vej op på den lille ulighed. Og Sisser, Du er vores huskomponist. Til folk, der måske lytter til programmet første gang, så har vi en huskomponist knyttet til det her program, som bor i Oslo, og som er med igennem en telefon tit i programmet, hvor hun synger en sang. Men i dag er du i København til sig, og du er kommet herind i radiostudiet.
Ja, det er det. Det er sgu det.
Det er dejligt at se dig i virkeligheden.
I lige måde. Begge to.
Jeg skal sige til lytterne derude, at det første nummer, vi hørte som intro i programmet her, var Irma Victoria med sangen River of Light. Og hvis det ikke er en del af produktionen med de der mærkelige knitrelyde i omkvædet, så skal der også lyde en undskyldning til Irma Victoria for at have saboteret omkvædet i hendes nummer.
Tror du, Irma Victoria lytter med?
Nej, hun er desværre bortgået. Mener jeg vist. Og hvis hun ikke er, så skal der lyde endnu en undskyldning.
Hvem ved, hvad der kan lytte til æderen? Det tager vi i et andet program. Vi har... jeg har taget noget musik med, Frederik. Du har taget noget musik med, og vores huskomponist, Sisser, du har taget noget musik med.
Ja.
Der er jo nok, vi skal igennem.
Ja, det er der i den grad.
Jeg synes, det er så hyggeligt, vi er tre.
Det, vi skal finde ud af, hvordan man afvikler et radioprogram, tre mennesker sammen.
Ja.
Uden at afbryde hi.
Nanden.
Ja.
Hvad med, at vi hører et lille stykke filmmusik?
Det ville da være en god idé.
Jeg har nemlig taget et nummer med fra en film af Miranda July, som jeg godt kan lide. En værskægte komedie. Og nummeret hedder Socks on Ears. Thank you.